Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Josie Deb. Batting eighth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zedeb hits a line drive into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into right field. Zedeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is one for one in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Way then reaches second base with a double. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to third. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 0 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Weyden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weyden is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Weyden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 2 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Zdeb reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae strikes out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Way then strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreau moves to third. Adams moves to second. Dave Edwards pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landreau tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.